Hello, Mr. Asim, how are you? I congratulate you because you started VIP lessons. I can see that you use any opportunity in order to record a voice and share it with us. I'm sure you practice at home too, so because I can see lots of improvement in you. So keep going, keep doing this, and thank you so much because you participate a lot, and which is amazing. I like to listen to your voices and of course to people who are so active. So thank you. Thank you again. And I talk about this thing in a Let's Talk in the past, I believe. And I had the or I actually I wrote an article about this, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. So and I talked a little bit about that, and of course recently I shared a video about practicing. So I highly believe in this, that in order to improve ourselves, we have to practice. And you mentioned something amazing. You mentioned all those four steps in this beautiful, well-designed picture that I can see here. So I'm gonna quickly review all the things that you mentioned. So. And I'm gonna give you my own opinion. So the first thing, the first number is independent practice. Everything starts with us, right? The only person who's responsible for his own improvement is the is you is the is that person actually is you. So it's all about us. It's all about me. It's all about you. So yes, of course, mentors can help. Classes can help. Materials can help, but the thing is that if you don't practice enough, nothing will change. And fundamental and holistic, holistic is a big picture. Fundamental is the root of skill. So when you don't know the fundamental, you can't learn the details. So unfortunately, when I see people, they want to improve in some skills, they just go for the whole skill, which is terrible. If they go for it, they won't improve because they don't know the fundamentals. So fundamentals, for example, in drawing. When you want to improve your drawing skills, what do you do? You learn the fundamentals. You learn the form, you learn the shadow, you learn the light, you learn the basic techniques. And after that, after you improve a lot and after you master it, so then you go and put some practice efforts on the whole new thing, the details and different things. And holistic is a whole new picture, the big picture. What do you want from that practice and a skill? So the whole thing, you put everything that you've learned into with each other. They're separated. For example, another example in drawing. For example, you learn how to draw lips, eyes, and nose, and ears, and head, or whatever, and then you put them all together. So then you will be able to actually create a face, a portrait, or on a piece of art. So it's all about holistic. So holistically, you put everything that you've learned in a one piece, and of course, spend more hours. Spend more hours. The thing that I mentioned in the video was that, for example, Stephen King, 4 hours of writing every day. So it's all about hours, right? And of course, the hours, the real hours that we put with full engagement. So it's not just putting some time to practice. It's not just drawing and writing and speaking and some other things. Yeah, we need feedback, and in order to improve ourselves, we need feedback, we need engagement, we need commitment, and we need all of them in a full hour. So the more you practice, the more you will get improved. So these are the things that I believe in. So I decided to mention it. I hope I talk not a lot. So thank you again. I have to say thank you a lot because I can see that you're doing your best, which is amazing for our group, I can see. And keep going. That's it. Keep going, and we support you. Bye.